Good morning. It is Tuesday, September 20th, and things that are trending this hour, an earthquake. A 7.6 earthquake hit Colima, Mexico yesterday afternoon. Also trending, beer, or rather a beer shortage. One is looming with the gap in carbon dioxide supplies. We're going to get into that later on in the show, but some beer makers are worrying that they won't have enough of the gas to get their products to the market. Finally trending, Princess Charlotte and her brooch.
Who?
Princess Charlotte. She is Prince William and Princess Catherine's daughter. She's 7 years old. She was at the Queen's funeral wearing a horseshoe brooch in honor of Queen Elizabeth. And now jewelry makers are rushing to make horseshoe brooches just like it.
This is another problem with these people. There's way too many of them. There's way too many of them.
Well, I will tell you, Rob, I know how you feel about the royalty over there.
Oh, yeah.
But that Princess Charlotte is adorable.
She's a kid. There's lots of adorable kids.
Yeah. She's cute.
There's too many of these people. They should get to, it should be like a sports team. You got 9 players on the field, or by the NFL, you got 11. Mm-hmm. And the rest of you, you're out. There's just too many of these people to keep track of.
Well, I think they are doing that. They are kind of slimming down the people that stand on the balcony. But Charlotte is now becoming a quick fashion icon at her ripe age of 7.
Oh, fashion icon.
Yeah.
I see. So the exhaustion will never end, is what you're telling me.
Nope. 9 minutes after 9, it's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.
Well, I was just going to say, so coming up, the feud continues with the Democrat candidate for Secretary of State, who just refuses to follow the most basic of requests / instructions. I woke up this morning and they've decided they want that to continue to go on. Mm-hmm. So, and you are for once the more passionate of the two of us, which is very exciting. And I'm very excited about a super animated Casey Daniels. Uh-huh. We'll get to that in the next segment.
Okay.
But there was a very important poll, because I made an executive decision that the Democrat Party of the state of Indiana is not worth leading our show off on. There's a new poll out that gave me a glimmer of hope about society. We may be just hanging on by a thread, but at least for a moment in time, the majority of people realize that Joe Biden is wholly ridiculous trying to classify millions of Americans as dangerous people.
So this is from a Harvard Caps Harris poll, and it says that most Americans believe the number of dangerous MAGA Republicans is grossly exaggerated. So good news, Rob, you're not so bad after all. The survey asked people if Biden's recent narrative, in which he stated that Trump and his supporters were extremists, poses a threat to the foundation of our republic.
Yes.
54% say no, that's an exaggeration.
Okay, so let's put this in perspective, and it's great. I guess it is very concerning that only 54% said yes. 46% view law-abiding, tax-paying citizens who have done nothing. We've never been accused of a crime. We've never committed a crime. We've never been arrested for a crime. We've done nothing but pay our taxes and go to work. 46% of society views me, you, Jaden, as a danger to the country. I guess that should be very alarming. But at least for now, the majority recognize Joe Biden's a clown.
Yeah, 59% said they believe he is simply trying to avoid talking about key issues. And a lot of people, 56%, said it was inappropriate what he said. So the report card, Rob, from the Dark Soul of the Night speech shows he failed.
Of course he failed.
You get an F.
His whole life. I mean, part of it is, I think what's so frustrating about someone like Joe Biden is there's nothing in, and you know how I feel about career politicians, period. I reject Joe Biden just on that premise. But there's nothing about Joe Biden's life that you would go, wow, you are so deserving of what you have. What did Joe Biden do as a senator that you would say, whoa, what an impressive track record? Boy, he was sure right on. Like, I'll ask somebody to finish that sentence for
me. Well, at a few points in his career,
yeah,
he was right. He did say some things.
Oh, you mean like on securing the border?
Securing the border.
Right.
Even abortion.
Yeah, that's true.
He used to talk a different tune, didn't he?
That's actually, yeah, I stand corrected. Joe Biden used to be far more conservative mm-hmm. than he is today, and he was against sucking the brains out of a defenseless fetus, and he was against mass illegal immigration into this country. You are right. I stand corrected.
So now, but now that he's the man, now right. the buck stops with him. He completely changed his tune.
So at least for now, I am very pleased to report that the majority of Americans do not view Jaden, you, myself as threats to society. So I'm very thankful mm-hmm. that my life as a law-abiding, tax-paying citizen has been recognized and approved of and supported by the majority of our
yes,
citizenry.
Yes, we're not dangerous. In fact, the same survey showed a majority, 58% of voters, expressed that Biden is raising issues around this just to distract from his poor leadership.
Ah, bingo.
Ain't that the truth?
Okay, Casey, so...
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
We had a little segment. Mm-hmm. We had a little back and forth going on with the candidate, the Democrat candidate for Secretary of State. We pointed out how they had violated the rules of procedure in order to be on this show, which they apparently wanted to do. And why wouldn't they? Our ratings are phenomenal. We're fabulous. Lots of people listen. So we laid out very clearly, you know, hey, we're going to let bygones be bygones. You violated several points of procedure, but we're going to clarify what the points of procedure are. If you follow those, we're going to let you come on. We're going to have the discussion about how the Democrat candidate for Secretary of State is a cheerleader for on-demand abortion from conception to live birth. I'm excited to have that conversation. You just got to follow the rules of procedure.
Mm-hmm.
And not only did they not want to follow the rules of procedure, it appears, now they want to fight about it.
Yeah, so let's take a break,
yes.
and we're going to get into it next.
Hi,
on
Destiny.
93 WIBC. Good morning. Good morning. It is 19 minutes after 9. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. If you'd like to join us on YouTube, you can just type in Kendall and Casey WIBC into the YouTube search bar.
I see what you're doing there. That's funny.
Do you?
No, that's great.
Yeah, the
it's
sense
really...
of entitlement these people have is unbelievable.
Oh, everybody's going to buckle up, because this is a segment where, for once, Casey is the enraged one. And so that's remember that there was a movie where John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd switched mm-hmm. roles, where Belushi was the, I think it was called Neighbors or something like
yeah.
that, where Belushi played the straight guy and Aykroyd was the wacky one.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be our version of this.
Are you
going to
be nice?
I'm not going to be nice. I'm going to be the calm one in
okay.
this equation, because as I told you, and I told you very early on in this process when you were hired into this show, because mm-hmm. you're a good, decent, wonderful person, that you have to compartmentalize the behavior of either the people in office mm-hmm. or the people who want to be in office.
Mm-hmm.
Because I, through years of experience, have found them, not every single one of them, but as a collective, some of the absolute worst people I've ever encountered. And by that I mean entitled, mm-hmm. elitist, mm-hmm. narcissistic,
mm-hmm.
you owe them something by their very existence. And this is why I've told people over and over and over again, do not act like you're meeting some celebrity when you meet these people. Do not stand in line for hours to shake their hand. Do not give them large amounts of money. Don't pay to get a photo with them, because you are creating what we now have to deal with. And the great news is we are equal opportunity offenders here. And by offenders, I mean we call people out. So we have been critical of the Republicans doing something, and now it's our turn to talk about the Democrats. And clearly this is just a systemic problem in our society, Casey, of mm-hmm. entitlement, and that we owe someone something because they're running or in public office. Both sides equal. You know who doesn't do this? The libertarians. They're the one group that does not do this.
Well, speaking of libertarians, so we have had Jeff Moore on the
yes.
On the show, running for Secretary of State
yes.
under the libertarian candidate.
Uh-huh.
We have had Diego Morales
yes.
on the show.
We've invited him back because we have a whole bevy of new questions for him. He has
mm-hmm.
not gotten back
mm-hmm.
to us yet.
And I have said on these very airwaves, hey, I'd like to have Destiny on the show.
Yes, Destiny Wells.
Destiny Wells.
Yes. The on-demand abortion advocate running for Secretary of State. state.
Right.
Yes.
I have said I would like to have her on the show. I'd like to hear what she has to say. And that is contrary to maybe your beliefs.
Well, I'm fine. I would love to. Oh, yeah, yeah. I would love to hear her explain why she thinks sucking the brains out of a defenseless fetus from conception to live birth is a winning policy in Indiana. Yes, mm-hmm. I would 100% be curious to hear that. I would also love to hear how, regardless of who the next governor is, that when, because the Democrats were all in on shutting the state down, how on-demand abortion advocate Destiny Wells is going to stand up for the businesses mm-hmm. the next time Lockdown McGee tries to shut the state down. I would love, love, love for on-demand abortion advocate Destiny Wells to explain those things to our audience. Fabulous. Fine. Great. And by the way, we've been very nice to the Democrats. We've had many of them on. They've all had a great time. And you know why we've had them on, Casey? And you know why they've had a great time and we've been very fair to them? Because thus far, they've followed the rules of engagement. Mm-hmm. There are rules. Look, Casey, I worked my ass off to get this show. Mm-hmm. I toiled around this building for about 3.5 years, working 12-hour days, doing a lot of things I didn't want to do because I believed in myself and believed if I got my own show or a show with someone else, mm-hmm. it would be fabulous. And you know what, Casey? In the past 2 years since I have had the 9 to noon time slot, you know what the ratings have done?
Gone up.
Up, up, up. Up, 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 up. Mm-hmm. Because contrary to what many people have you believe, the majority of our audience really enjoys what we have to say.
You know what else has happened in the past 6 months,
What's
Rob,
that?
Since I've
yes.
been here? The ratings
yeah.
have gone
up,
up, up, up.
So we say all of this because this is our, we're sort of like the managers of the store between 9 and noon. We don't own the store, but we're kind of put in charge of what happens in the store between 9 and noon. And as such, we set the policy. So, for example, Hammer and Nigel have a little different policy between 3 and 7. Mm-hmm. Tony has a little different policy between 6 and 9 and noon and 3. But we're the managers of the store because the store is succeeding. We're put in charge. So we have set forth a pretty simple policy to request to be on the show. Mm-hmm. And I kind of look at it as how you would go to any other business on the planet if you want a service. Like, Casey, if you need to see your doctor, mm-hmm. do you text your doctor personally at 7 p.m. on a Sunday and go, I need service?
No.
Is that how you do it?
No.
No, there's probably a phone number you call
yeah,
or,
make an appointment.
Or a portal and you say, I would like to have a checkup at the doctor. And they say, okay, we have these times available. If you'd like to see the doctor because you're requesting our service, mm-hmm. this is how you go about being, a part of that service. And if you can choose to either engage in that mm-hmm. or you can go somewhere else for service.
Right.
Now, in this case, the service they're wanting is our very fabulous ratings with our very fabulous audience, which they're not going to be able to get anywhere else, which is why you don't just go to any random doctor. Mm-hmm. You see the doctor when the doctor will see you or the dentist or whoever because you want what that person has to provide. And again, we only seem to have this problem with the politicians. Like when we have commentators, when we have authors, when we have broadcasters, when we have the hot dog people. Mm-hmm. Remember when we had the Wienermobile people?
Yeah.
They all can play by the same rules. It's just the politicians. So Destiny Wells and her people had a little problem obeying the or following the rules of procedure. We came on yesterday, made it very clear what the rules were. We gave your mm-hmm. email address. We gave your Twitter handle. I said, Casey's going to handle this. You will let bygones be bygones. We'll let the mistake be made because we want on-demand abortion advocate Destiny Wells to be on the show.
We want to give her the opportunity,
yes,
right?
Thought it was very clear. Thought we'd made it very clear. Thought it was all taken care of.
Yep.
And then I wake up this morning and you let me, not only have you not received any correspondence from them, mm-hmm. now they're fighting with me on Twitter again.
So I clearly remember saying my email, casey.daniels@radio-1.com, or my Twitter, caseydaniels317. So much so, three other people emailed me yesterday.
Three other candidate want to be
the recorder yes. from Marion County wants to be on this show.
Yeah,
right?
And it, by the way, it doesn't mean you're going to be on if you do this, but we made very clear that Destiny is someone that if she were to follow the rules, rules, on-demand abortion advocate Destiny Wells.
Make an appointment.
We really want to talk to her.
We'll put it on the schedule.
Absolutely.
And have you on the show.
And by the way, Drew Anderson from the Democrats, I think he's the comms director. We've had several of the people, McDermott on. We've had Mike Schmuel on because Drew follows the rules. We've had the House Democrats on because their comms person followed the rules. You know who we don't have on? People who don't follow the rules, Casey.
So I'm really bummed, Rob, because the show is the Kendall and Casey show. Mm-hmm. Am I not here? Am I invisible?
No,
do I have the invisibility cloak on?
You're the best part of the show, Casey.
Am I chopped liver? She doesn't want to reach out to me. I'm the reasonable, nice one the show.
You've birthed a child. You would be the perfect person for on-demand.
She wants to talk about reproductive rights, women's rights.
Yes.
Why would you not reach out to the woman on the show?
Why does
the woman who has given birth, the woman who has a daughter who may have to give birth one day?
Yeah, I think it's very sad that Destiny Wells' team is dismissing women in the workplace. I feel
completely blown off.
Yes.
She doesn't want to talk to the woman.
No, Jaden, that's not funny. You're laughing hysterically. There's nothing funny about Destiny Wells' team dismissing women in the workplace and totally besmirching Casey Daniels. There's nothing funny about that. Women are valuable people in the workplace, and I think it's terrible that on-demand abortion advocate Destiny Wells' team is dismissing women in the workplace.
Who better to talk to about this than a woman who has had reproductive issues?
I agree, 100%.
And had to face this decision in real life.
100%, yes.
She was a lieutenant colonel in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
I have a brother who is a lieutenant colonel in the Army. She says on her website she wants to provide entrepreneurs and small businesses, including those that focus on cannabis, the opportunity and freedom to thrive. I also support cannabis in the state of Indiana. So we have a lot of common ground here.
I love this new version of Casey.
But yet she wants to fight with you instead of reach out with me and have a conversation. I checked my email all night long last night to see.
Okay, Casey. Here's what we got to do because Kurt's going to kill us if we don't get to the news.
Okay.
And I love this version of you and I hate to stop it. Why don't we pause this conversation for a little bit later on in the show? We'll revisit how we should deal with on-demand abortion advocate Destiny Wells going forward, because she's clearly hurt you and has besmirched women in the workplace. So we'll take a break and then we'll figure out how to deal with it a little bit later.
Sounds good.
Great.
It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.
Amen. Amen. It's time to go to church.
Take me to church.
Here to preach to the choir from the bully pulpit, Pastor Micah Beckwith.
93 WIBC, it's the Kendall and Casey Show. I'm Rob. Casey's here. Let's go to the drivehubler.com hotline. He is the conservative voice of America, of the state of Indiana, our last great hope in this nation, Pastor Micah Beckwith. All right, Beckwith, you had the great misfortune of doing something with Todd Rokita recently. What was that?
Oh, man, it was a blast. We had a Constitution Day rally in Shelbyville on Saturday, and Todd was there. I was there. We had a couple other guests who spoke as well, and it was good, man. Rob, I would have invited you to come, but I know this football, or you don't do anything during football.
Right.
So
yeah, I've had to put the causes on hold.
He wanted to invite you, Rob, but he knows that he does not have eyes in the back of his head as well.
That's right.
How was it with Rokita? Does he has to know we're friends. He's aware of everything that goes on that involves him. How was the interaction with you guys? Are you buddies?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I like Todd. We had him at our church a while back for a town hall. And here's what I don't think that any politician ever gets it 100% right. And Todd's no different than that. But what I like about Todd, he's a lot like Trump in the sense that he's a fighter. And this is what I've said. The Republican Party needs to learn from the guys like Todd and the guys like Trump, who actually have a backbone and they don't bow down to the first sign of, you know, the cancel culture coming after them. And they actually do the opposite. They actually punch back. And I think that's where Republicans have missed the boat for 15, 20 years. And actually just conservatives in general, like good people don't want to fight. They just want peace. Like, hey, you do you, we'll do us. Like, you stay over there, like, and everything's good. But the problem is, evil always finds the good people, and usually, if history is any indication, usually by the time good people realize what's going on and they wake up to fight, it's too late. And so I appreciate Todd Rokita in the sense that he's fighting, he punches back, he's he's pushing back on this woke cancel culture nonsense. And he said, you're not going to cancel me. I'm gonna tell you what I think. And I appreciate that.
But you're a fighter too. You're also a normal person, and Rokita lacks the ability. Like, something happened to that guy when he ran for U.S. Senate, because as a congressman, he was fine. He was very good as a Secretary of State. I've said many times I like his politics, but something happened to that guy when he ran for U.S. Senate. Like, I don't know if it's like, remember the movie Face Off, where Nicolas Cage and John Travolta exchange faces, and it's not really the guy, even though it looks like the guy. Like, I don't know if that happened to Rokita when he ran for Senate, because ever since then, he's been a total weirdo.
What, you think he's Bernie Sanders now?
I don't know.
Body?
I'm very concerned, Mike. I'm very concerned because I used to really like Todd Rokita. And, I had this conversation with someone yesterday that works in the State House. I won't name them because I want them to continue to prosper for themselves and their family. I like Todd Rokita's politics, but what an absolute self-imposed doofus he's become, and I don't get it. But look, here's the point. Casey will back me up on this. We opened the show with this today. All your friends in politics, almost Beckwith, they're all total weirdos. I mean, look at this. It's the second most powerful office in the state of Indiana, Secretary of State, Casey, and here's the two primary party choices: a guy who couldn't get hired probably at Arby's based on his work record, or this lunatic Destiny Wells, who is now irate at us because we said, please send an email. What is up with these political people, Micah? Explain these people.
Well, I can't explain everybody, but I can tell you it's politics. And politics is kind of what I've learned. It's sort of the unpopular people in high school that always wanted to be popular. And now they've got a chance to be popular, so they're spending millions of dollars to make that happen. So.
Well, Micah, let me ask you a question. If you were for the better part of a year espousing women's rights, women's rights, women's rights, and you had the opportunity to talk to a big majority of people in the great state of Indiana about women's rights with a woman, would you not take up that opportunity?
I absolutely would, and you know, sometimes I identify as a woman just so I can speak on behalf of all women everywhere and talk with wonderful women like yourself, Casey. I do that all the time. But no, in all seriousness, though, here's what you're recognizing is it's such a double standard. They don't care about women's rights. Destiny Wells doesn't care about women's rights. She uses it to push her own political ambition down the road. And now we can say the same thing on the right. I mean, there's people on the right that do similar type tactics, but. But what I've learned about the left is they are so inconsistent in their argument. If they really believed in women's rights, they would actually sit down with women who even disagreed with them at times on issues. But yet here we are. They won't come on the show. She's not gonna, you know, she's gonna take her ball and go home, and then she's gonna probably blast you, Casey, for being somehow oppressive towards women. That's just what they do.
We said send an email, Micah. I mean, this thing, this sense of entitlement, it's both sides. Because what was that one loser guy from South Bend, the Republican? What was his name?
Jake Teschka.
He couldn't follow the rules either. What is this is not do drop in. This isn't a Walmart. It's not open 24 hours a day. When you call the doctor, when you want to see the doctor, you don't send your doctor a text at 7 p.m. on a Sunday saying, I'm ready to come in the office and see you now. Why do these politicians think they're special?
Well, I think it's because they pay a lot of money and they get their names on signs and then they think they're special. So then
my name is on a sign right out on the Monument Circle.
I'm gonna put my name on my sign at the church and see if that makes me any more special. So so cover up Life Church with Micah Beckwith and see. Actually, I'll get fired, so I'm not going to do that.
Hey,
so,
speaking of Life Church, Micah Beckwith is our guest. Easy enough for me to say. You guys had a big deal at Lucas Oil Stadium with Life Church, or not Lucas Oil Stadium, but at the Forest Lucas Estate with Life Church. What happened?
We did. It was awesome. So Frank and Linda Reich. Frank is the head coach of the Colts. They started an organization called Not Today. It's an anti-sex trafficking organization that goes in and rescues women and children from sex exploitation and trafficking. An amazing organization. So Life Church, that's been one of our big hearts, is to rescue women and children who are stuck in this awful scourge of sex trafficking. So we talked to them last year, said, hey, we'd love to partner with you guys. How can we help you? We want to raise money for you. So it led to this big business leaders breakfast that we did on Thursday last week. And Linda was there, and We had law enforcement. They were there. They were talking about what they're doing to rescue children out of this horrible this industry. And we raised over right now we're at $110,000 that's come in for their organization at this point. It was awesome. And I mean, probably 200 people were there, just all walks of life, you know, people in ministry, business, politics. And so it was just super cool to see, you know, the community coming together and being the hands and feet of Jesus and rescuing those who really are in desperate situation. So it was awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. Regardless of what you think about Frank Reich's terrible play calling, this is a great organization. I think that's super cool you guys are doing that.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what, the Reichs are like, they are legit. I mean, they are the real deal, super down to earth, love the Lord. I mean, just have the heart. I'm a Lions fan. I've always been a Lions fan. And so, but I'm like rooting for I'm rooting for the Colts now because I'm like, I want the Reichs to be longtime Indianapolis residents. And you know how that works. If they're not winning, then, you know, probably won't have a job next year. But I mean, they're just doing so much good for the city. It's awesome.
Okay, before we let you go, you sent me a photo, and this is the most classic thing ever. And I don't know if you've posted it anywhere, but I feel like you must post it on your various social media accounts. There was some sort of school board candidates thing in Hamilton County last night. You were there. There was a woman dressed up like a character from Handmaid's Tale with an abortion sign. And there's this great photo of you and her having a conversation. Tell me everything. I must know what happened.
Oh man. Okay. So if you know me, I look for the protesters and then I go like right up to them and just start talking to them and engage them. That's just what I love doing. Right. If you throw me into like a group of people who just adamantly disagree with me and I'll be like living my best life. Well, we were at a school board fundraiser last night. We were at Victoria Sparks's cabin in Noblesville, and it was probably about 35, 40 people who were raising money for the two conservative school board candidates that are running. And then all of a sudden we look off in the distance and across the street, we see this red thing. And it's, we look closer and it's a woman dressed up in the Handmaid's Tale. And so we zoom in, like I take a picture and then I crop it out a little bit closer and you're like, oh, what's that? And then I zoom really far in and then you see, oh my gosh, it's a Handmaid's Tale lady and she's got a sign that says, you know, abortion is human rights, you know, safe abortions are human rights or something like that. And so I walk over to her, I'm like, hey, first of all, like, do you know this is school board fundraiser? I don't think there's gonna be any abortion like debate on the school board. But I proceed to have about a 30-minute conversation with her and just, you know, I just ask her, and she's probably like 28 years old. And, you know, it was a good conversation. I told her, I said, hey, you got a lot of courage for doing this. I you know, commend your courage. And
real quick, I don't mean to cut you off, but I want to make sure I ask Casey this before we have to go. Casey, is there any amount of money I could pay you to dress up like a Handmaid's Tale character?
Absolutely not. Well, everything's negotiable. How long do I have to wear it?
So by the time you walked away, she had probably donated to your next political endeavor. I'm going to be the
guy. You
can sell ice to Eskimos. That's my thing with you. You can convince anybody of anything.
Not true, but she may. I do think she may at some point come to the church. I don't know. We'll see. So it was a good conversation, but it just goes to show you, it's like, hey, you know, don't run away. If you're a politician, you're listening to this, don't run away from the conflict. Engage the conflict, right? So, like, to the Destiny Wells, like, go on Robin Casey's show. Like, don't run away from it. To, you know, Diego, like, get in those environments.
Yeah.
Debates, like, so, you know, we all should be engaging and fighting for what we believe in and not be afraid to stand up for what you believe. So.
He's the national treasure, Pastor Michael Beckwith. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, absolutely. Thanks, guys.
93 WIBC, it's Kendall and Casey Show.
So what is the status of COVID-19 now that President Walnut has said the pandemic is over in the United States? Has the U.S. formally declared the end of the pandemic? The answer? No. The United States is still operating under the public health emergency, which was first declared in January of 2020.
So Fauci, we knew he would be rising from the sewer at some point, and I didn't think it'd be this fast, but so obviously he had to respond to Biden declaring the pandemic over, which essentially makes Fauci irrelevant, and listening to Fauci try to explain how Biden said the pandemic's over, but yet the pandemic's not over. This is the most, you want to look up Weeble Wobble in the dictionary. Listen to the first minute plus of this. Take a listen.
As bad as things have occurred and what we've experienced, they would have been much, much worse had it not been for the unprecedented speed with which science was translated into an actionable intervention in the form of highly effective vaccines to prevent predominantly severe disease. We need to make sure that in the realm of the complexity of this outbreak, from a public health standpoint, from a policy standpoint, from a scientific standpoint, the one thing that does stand out as a really unprecedented success story is how science has added to our capability in a very, very big way to address this outbreak. And even though it's been terrible from the standpoint of the toll of human suffering and death, both in the United States and globally, it clearly would have been much, much worse had it not been for what science has brought to the table.
He's really excited about how quickly they rolled out the vaccine versus its efficacy.
Well, that's his whole thing forever and ever and ever. Fauci, it's almost the exact thing that happened with AIDS and HIV, which is he was told from the beginning, do not focus on a vaccine, focus on therapeutics, focus on the ability for people to live long, comfortable lives with this drug, focus on drugs that will limit the transmission of this terrible disease. And he fought that for years and years and years and years. And what finally got us past and got us really, you know, has made huge progress with AIDS and HIV? Drugs that, while they do not cure the disease, they can limit the testing levels to where they're basically non-existent. They dramatically limit the ability to transfer AIDS and HIV. You see these commercials on TV all the time now, and allow you to live seemingly regular lives with it. This guy has been wrong way more than he's been right, and it's the most government thing ever that he will go down as in the history books as some sort of important heroic figure when he was a colossal failure.
He issued a dire warning about anti-vax attitudes in the U.S., and that's bad. But it's his stupid own messaging during the whole pandemic that made people start feeling that way. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. Good morning.